We're looking to Mark chapter 6, verse 45 to 56.
我们今天要读的经文是 马可福音第六章45到56。
Verse 45, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去。
After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray.
他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。When
evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land.
到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上。He
saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them.
看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走。他往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。But
when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out.
但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来。Because
they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it's I. Don't be afraid."
因为他们都看见了他，甚是惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。Then
he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed.
于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了，他们心里十分惊奇。For
they had not understood about the loaves, their hearts were hardened.
这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。When
they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there.
说当他们过了对岸的时候，他们就渡到了伯赛大那边去，就在那里住下了。As
soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus.
Oh, sorry, still reading.
54.
Okay, 54. 一下船，众人认得是耶稣。They
ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was.
就跑遍那一带地方，听见他在何处，便将有病的人用褥子抬到那里。And
whenever he went into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed.
凡耶稣所到的地方，或村中，或城里，或乡间，他们都将病人放在街市上。
Today's topic is hardened heart.
我今天的讲题是愚顽的心。
Let's start with this. Let's talk about the faith.
我们就从信心来开始讲吧。
Faith is not just only confident or you believe something.
信心并不只是你, 对什么事情有这个信任他。
Anyone here about 20 years ago, maybe some of you were not even born, 20 years ago, you have already foreseen that Chinese and English will become the two most powerful languages in the world. Could you raise your hand? 20 years ago.
如果20年前你能够预知今天英文跟中文成为世界上最有能力的语言的人的话，请你举手。你说20年就知道今天有这个。Okay,
great.
Okay.
So you must have some faith, right?
所以你一定就是有信心了，对不对？
And now it proved that your faith rewarded.
那我们今天就知道了，你的信心是那个是实现了。
But the Bible is talking specifically about the faith actually faith always aiming at something.
但是圣经所讲的信心就是这个信心是永远是会有在什么地方能够止住的
指向、
okay.
And the faith in the Bible aiming at Jesus.
这圣经所讲的信心就是指向耶稣的。
This is very specific faith.
这是一个非常特定的一种信心。
And you know, faith for Christian, it's not just the beginning that you accept Jesus and that's it.
所以对基督来说，信心不是说你当初就是信了主了，就完了。
Faith is just like a seed. It will grow because there's a life inside.
基督的信心就像一个种子一样，它是因为它里面有生命，所以它会继续不断的成长。
And I need to use another illustration. Faith is what we call spiritual appetite.
让我再用另外一个例证，这个信心就好像你的胃口一样。
And this appetite is not just only for now, today, here on earth.
我们这个属灵的胃口不只是为了我们眼下今世的事情而已。
Actually, this faith need to be utilized in the eternal.In eternity.
所以我们今天对这个信心的胃口会跟着我们到这个永生的上面去的。
I believe most of us has got into a restaurant called buffet.
所以我们大概这些人都会吃过这个所谓够你吃饱的这种 buffet 的餐馆去过。
That means you eat whatever you can take.
你可以吃多少，撑得下多少就可以吃多少。
When we got into heaven, you will see there's a lot of blessing, just like a buffet, all you can eat.
So, 当你到了天上的时候，永生的时候，你就看到就像这一个百废餐桌一样，你能够吃多少，能够撑吃多少，你就可以吃多少。
That is the richness of Jesus.
这就是在神里面的这种丰富，在耶稣里面这种丰富。
And how you enjoy your eternal life is based on.How well your spiritual appetite.
所以你在天上能够享受多少，就决定于你在地上你对属灵的胃口有多大。
If you don't have much appetite, then you watch everybody just keep on eating and devouring, but you just sit idle there.
如果你对这个没有这个胃口，人家都在大吃大喝的时候，你只能坐在那边看，没胃口。
It must be very sad.
这一定是一个很悲伤的一件事情。
So we need to grow the faith inside us toward Jesus.
所以我们必须在里面，叫我们这个信心能够成长。
Then we anticipate all the blessing in heaven that we're going to enjoy forever.
然后我们才能够期盼将来到永生的时候，我们有各样的祝福。
So that's why we are keep on talking about faith need to be matured.
所以我们才会一直在讲这个，谈到这个信心必须要成熟，要长大。
And also faith is just like a container.
然后信心就像一个容器一样。
The greater your faith, that means the capacity of the container become bigger.
所以你的信心就像一个容器一样，它的容量越大的话，它就能够装的东西越多。
So.Would you see the people in this world, if they are poor in material, you feel sad for them, right?
So, we today see that if someone is in material lack, you will feel that they are very poor.
So, we work very hard to get more material to fulfill our life here.
So, we often just for material, we just 拼命去争，拼命的让它越多越好。
So, even in this temporary world life, we know.If to be poor, it's pretty sad. At some point.
即使在这个短暂的物质世界，我们都知道一个定理，就是说你什么东西不够的话，就是一个很可悲的事情。
And we have sympathized for those people, right?
然后我们对那些真的很贫穷的人，我们会有一种同情怜悯的心。
But could you ever imagine, in the eternity, you are always poor and never got a chance to change that status?
那你可以想象，当你到永生的时候，你是一直是在处在贫穷的状态中，而且没有机会能够翻转。
That is why Jesus always talk about faith, faith, and faith.
所以这就为什么耶稣是一直不断在提到信心、信心、信心。
And we pray for each other that our faith will grow day after day.
然后我也彼此互导，就是互导信心能够每日的都能够增强、长大。
And through the scripture we just read, we would like to see four obstacles that may hinder our faith growth.
我们刚刚读的经文里，我们看到对于有关信心成长的四种的障碍。
The first one is we look into those people that Jesus did a great miracle through five loaves and two fish, and Jesus feed 5,000 men.
所以我们看到这些人都已经经历过耶稣这个所谓的五饼二鱼，喂饱五千人的这种奇迹。
And also we saw Jesus that healed many, many people sick.
然后耶稣也他们也目睹了耶稣的医治了许多有疾病的人。
And then we need to see those people receive the bread and the fish and receive the healing.
然后我们看这群人，他们得到这个饼，得到这个鱼，而且得到医治。
The first obstacle from these people is they all care about is what I need.
然后我们看到这群人，他们所需要的。他们所最关心就是我能够我最关心的是什么事情。
I'm hungry, so I need bread. I'm hungry, I need fish.
因为我饿了，所以我需要饼。因为我饿了，所以我需要鱼。
I'm sick, so I need healing.
因为我病了，所以我必须要得到医治。
So everything only about I, my, me.
所以他们所关注就是我的需要，我有什么什么什么需要。
Not much care about the meaning or purpose of the miracle itself, or what really Jesus' intention for this miracle.
所以他们常常就没有注意到这个奇迹，它的意义用意在哪里？耶稣行起这个奇迹，他是为什么要做这个奇迹
？All they care about is the gift, but not the giver.
如果他们专注的就是这个礼物，而不是这个赠送礼物的人。
And all they care is just solve my own problem, meet my own need.
所以他们所关心的就是我的问题，如何解决我的问题，我的需要。
Give me a smooth ride, no trouble, no illness, just live a cozy life. That's all I need.
让我一生都能够很顺利，不要给我什么困难，不要给我什么疾病。一生都顺顺当当的，那是最好。
This is very, very similar to the secular religion.
这个就跟我们所谓属世的宗教就非常类似了。
They just try to run away from troubles and seek for blessing for prosperity.
所以很多人就是逃避困难，他们所求的只是所谓的繁荣跟以顺利。
And this I call the first obstacle for our faith growth is selfishness, self-centered.
所以我认为这个第一个障碍就是以自我为中心，一种自私自利的想法。
And every religious practice is just only for me.
然后我一切所谓宗教上的一切作为都是为了我自己的利益。
Then your faith will be pretty much like this.
然后，如果说各位，如果是你这种看法、想法的话，你的信心就大概只能这么一点。
And the second obstacle is when we see those disciples.
所以第二个障碍呢，当我们看到这个门徒
，they experienced and they saw Jesus perform that big miracles, five loaves and two fish.
他们明明的目睹耶稣行使的这个大的奇迹，就是所谓五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人之众。
They got experience.
他们有这个经历。
So they could brag they had unusual experience.
所以他们就可以夸好，你看我有这个很特别的、特殊的经历，与众不同。
They also can boast the amazing event.
然后他们也可以夸口说，你看我经历这个是个很了不起的一个事件。
And they can put their spiritualthey can put all this experience into their spiritual resume.
然后他们就把这些所经历的事情放在他们所谓属灵的这个履历表上面。
And they always can show off to others who did not have that experience.
然后他们就说，你看，你就没有吧，我有了，你看你就没有吧。
And they are superior to others in spiritual growth.
他们就认为在属灵的成长上，他就是高人一等的。
See, we may hear some people say, oh, I got the experience speak in tongue.
我们一些人听过说，你看我有这个说方言的，这个属灵的这个恩赐能力。
And people say, I got deeper enlightenment from the Lord.
哦，然后就说，哦，主给我特别的很深的这么亮光。
Or I knew some very renowned spiritual person.
或者说我认识一个这个很属灵的人。
Or I have attended some very special services.
然后我就参加过一些很特别的聚会。
And they use this type of experience as a spiritual trophy.
然后他把这些所有以上提到的这些经历变成他们一个所谓属灵的一个奖杯一样，奖状或者奖杯一样。
Sometimes they degrade others. They don't have that experience.
甚至就以此来自满，然后甚至看低别人，因为他们没有。
Because I got it and you don't.
因为你看我有，哎，你没有。
And this second obstacle I call pride.
然后这个第二个障碍，我认为它就是骄傲。
Because when once people be proud for something so focusedly, they just stuck there.
所以就是当你有这个骄傲的心，然后你就等于是就是停留在那个原地，你就没有办法去再前进了。
So those disciples, they can boast. Have you ever seen those tiny fish and bread and they can spread and feed so many people? Have you got that experience?
So we can 想象，也许门徒有中有些人就会跟别人讲说，你们有没有看过这样的伟大的经？这个五饼二鱼的奇迹呢？你看，我们就在当场就看到这个五个饼二个两个小鱼就可以变那么多。
So people like that, they can boast one thing happened maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and always just bragging about that and nothing new.
很可能就是他们已经是二十年前的老事了，老掉牙的事了，但是他们所能够夸口就是同样的那些事一再的提起，了无新意。
So first one is selfish, and second one is pride.
所以第一个就是自私，第二个就是骄傲。
And the third one that we knew that Jesus, disciples saw Jesus heal the people many, many times, right?
然后我们也知道这些门徒们，这些他们也看过耶稣医治很多人，看过很多次了。
So they regard this as just normal, typical, normal response or inspiration from that.
好像这些奇迹已经不稀奇了，变成一种例行的公式一样。
Nothing special.So they take it for granted.
变成好像理所当然的事。
Then their experience for the faith growth became stagnant, and they can get stuck.
然后他们的这些经历呢，他们的属灵的经历变成一个停留在原步踏地，前进不了。
How you look into daily sunrise and sunset? What that mean to you?
你看这个日出跟日落，你觉得你有什么感受呢？对你来说有什么样的感受呢
？The air you can breathe.
你呼吸的空气。
The Bible in your hand.
你手里的圣经。
Or you can come and worship freely.
然后你可以自由来崇拜。
Have you ever looked into these as normal, typical, nothing special?
你觉得这些是不是一些就是很平常的事，没什么特别呢
？Actually.Routine stuff is very special.
其实所谓的一些例行的事情就是一个很特别的事情。
For children, for young men, do you know every day three meals provided for you? It's like a routine, but this is very special.
我们年轻人，你每天起来就有三餐可吃，你觉得是例行公事，但是这是一个非常特别的事。
With the sunrise and sunset, actually.God is in control. That's why this comes as a routine. And we need to appreciate that what behind everything. Because they look at Jesus perform healing because they have seen so many times. So not a big deal. It should be. If in case Jesus didn't Jesus did try to heal somebody and that person didn't get well. Maybe there is something special.
所以 你们看惯了日出日落，还有这个门徒看惯了耶稣医治这些病人的，然后觉得没什么了，例行公事了。唯一例外的很可能就是，哎，这个人居然没耶稣没给治好，就变成一个例外。
Have you ever really blessed and touched that the peace in your heart, and you still got the opportunity to serve our Lord? Do you really take it so precious and appreciate from your heart?
你有没有是摸着心自问，你心里这些平安、这些喜乐，你会不会觉得它是一个很特别的东西？然后你觉得你是一个很被祝福的人
？I've learned that.You know, every day we drive and we got a good traffic safety. Nobody ever brought it up, say, oh, thank the Lord, today I drive a good drive, no ticket and no accident.
So, 我们每天来回开车来回，当我们到的时候，平安到达的时候，有没有人说感谢说，啊，感谢我们今天就是平安到达，而且没有吃这个罚款单，没有吃这个交通罚单。
You know, ironically,People got accident, then they will come here and say, "Praise the Lord."
很有趣的就是，当你遇到交通事故以后，你会来台上做见证说感谢神。
But why not? Even in a safety driving experience, you also can bring it up.
但是有没有想到说，当你是平安的，没交通事故的时候，是不是也可以感谢神呢？
This is the third obstacle.That we call numbness.
所以这个第三个障碍就是所谓的麻木了，
See,
已经麻木了。
When Jesus landed and started to heal so many people, and there's no verses mentioned about those disciples feel amazing or anything, they probably just get tired and bored. Say, okay, number two, next one, get in. That's in the line, keep in the line. That's it.
所以我们看到当耶稣医治好这么多病人的时候，行了这么多奇迹的时候，这个门徒很可能已经把这些东西变成一种例行的或者理所当然的，甚至到麻木的一个境界。他们很可能就说，哎，每个人拿个号码，第一号啊，完了，第二号，第三号，第四号，变成这样一种例行的。
For you and me, all Christian, we may fall into this category.We take everything as usual and not really from our heart that every day because of his protection and preservation.
所以你我各位弟兄姐妹，我们做基督徒的很可能我们就会陷入这样的一个模式。
So first is selfishness and second is pride and third, numbness.
所以第一个障碍是自私，第二个障碍是骄傲，第三个障碍是麻木。
And the fourth one isThe disciple was on the boat, and it's very difficult because the wind against them. They have trouble for rowing.
那第四个呢？我们看到门徒他们在船上，因为风大，所以他们摇桨就不顺。
And actually, at that time, Jesus was on land and also over the mountainside.
那我们知道那个时候，耶稣其实在山的另外一边是在陆地上的。
Remember last time, actually, what happened is.After the disciple went out to serve, and they came back after the journey, and Jesus told them, say, let's go to a solitary place and take a break.
那你们记得，当这个十二门徒被派遣出去回来以后，耶稣跟他们讲说，让我们到一个安静的地方去祷告。
So they need a retreat.
我们需要一个退休的地方。
And this is a good place for them. Just keep on roaring. That's a good retreat, right?
所以对这门徒来说，这个在海面上这个摇橹划桨，好像对他们说就是一个休息的一个退休的一个方式。
See, when I go to a YMCA, I saw some people just roaring there, moving nowhere. That's a good exercise, and that's a time for take a break.
所以你们如果去健身房，例如说 YMCA 地方，看有人就是坐在那个原地做这个划桨的动作，对他们来说，这就是一个很好的这个休息的。
That may release a stress.
很可能就是消除你的焦虑。
So they were over the lake and rowing very difficultly, but Jesus passed by them, walking on the lake.
所以他们在这个海面上湖里在那摇桨甚辛苦的时候，耶稣是在陆地上行走。
海面上。Walking on the lake.
耶稣已经在海就到海面上行走。
And they thought he was a ghost.
然后他们居然以为耶稣是一个鬼怪。
You know, what if they really regard that as a ghost, what should they do?
如果他们真的认为耶稣是鬼怪的话，你们认为他们应该做什么？
What they should do?
他们应该做什么？如果是鬼怪的话？
They should say, in the name of Jesus, I what? Demanded you get out of here, right?
所以他们应该说，奉耶稣基督的名，我要把你赶走。
But they all scared and screamed and cried out.
但他们的反应就刚好相反，他们反而是就很惊慌，然后都喊叫起来。
They were terrified.
他们非常的害怕。
Their mind only limit Jesus' capability and ability under their limit.
所以他们把耶稣限制在他们有限的这个能力中，他把耶稣也限制在那个地方。
Everything is okay, but not walking on the lake.
所以很多事情可以，但是这个海面上行走嘛，就有点问题。
They don't want anything outside their box.
所以他们不能够走出这个框框，小框框。
They only allow Jesus to function within their box.
他们只是把耶稣框在他们框子里面，然后耶稣在这个框子里面做事就可以。
We sometimes only allow God to do certain things only, but not to cross our line.
所以说我们常常就是把神限制在一个框子里面，只能在这里面行事，不能够超越这个界限。
If cross that line, then we try to reject it with all kinds of spiritual reason and excuse.
如果当一超过这个界限，我们框框的界限的时候，我们就会有各种理由来拒绝接受。
So if any guidance different from the way that we think normal, we reject it.
如果我们认为有些事情超过我们所谓的这个正常这个限度的话，我们就会拒绝。
The same attitude when we read Bible.
同样，当我们读圣经的时候
，certain verses that we don't totally agree, then we probably keep it aside.
所以，当我们读到我们不能够同意的时候，经节的时候，我们就把它摆在一边了。我们就好了，这一堆是我不能够同意的。
Sometimes even other Christians, they may get some direction that we don't really agree with, then we reject it.
Now, 当我们遇到一些基督徒，如果他们得到的这个指示是跟我们的经验不同的时候，我们就拒绝。
Sometimes we even put a tag on them.
甚至把他们钉上一些标签。
And I call this stubbornness.
我就把它称为一种顽固。
That means I only hold on to the area that I can accept. But if beyond that, I reject it.
那就是我只是接受我能够接受的东西，超过这个界限的话，我就把它拒绝掉。
Therefore, there are four obstacles for our faith growth.
所以说，对我们信心有障碍的四样东西。
Selfishness.If we try to view from Jesus' position, then we will appreciate more about Jesus' desire and will.
所以，当我们谈到自私，如果我们能够以耶稣的角度来看的话，我们就会对耶稣的看法能够更了解、更欣赏。
I ran through this course in the past, all the time, even now.
我自己就有这种的经历，过去有这个经历，现在也甚至现在也都还会有。
I pray for my job.
我为我的工作祷告。
I pray for my family.
为我家人祷告。
I pray for my car.
为我的车子祷告。
I pray for my dog.
为我的狗祷告。
But never pray for Jesus.
但是我从来不为耶稣来祷告。
So I need to change.
我必须要改变。
And also the pride.
然后我们的心里的骄傲。
I got that problem all the time.
我就有这方面的问题。
I thought I know a little bit more than other people.
我认为我比别人好像多的多知道的东西稍微多了那么一点。
So I want to show it off.
所以我就想要这个表现一下。
And I got that problem.
所以我就这个骄傲了。
I need to get closer to Jesus and learn from him.
我要做的就是能够亲近主，从主那里来学。
He is perfect, and he is so rich, and he is so humble.
然后他是完美的，他是丰满的，而且他是谦卑的。
And I also got problem for numbness.
然后我也同样有这个麻木的问题。
I need to pray for myself to have a thankful heart.
然后我必须为自己祷告，让我有一个感恩的心。
To thankful for what the Lord has done for me and His guidance.
感谢神为我所做的，也感谢神对我的指引。
I need to learn to appreciate brothers and sisters around me.
我必须要学会对我周围的弟兄姐妹能够欣赏他们。
I should cultivate this appreciation mind.
我必须要在我心里能够培养这样的一种欣赏。
And for the last one, stubbornness.
最后我们谈到这个顽固。
Maybe most of you experience that from me too.
你们也在我身上能够亲自经历到。
Sometimes as stubborn as a mule.
有时候我就顽固的像个驴一样的顽固。
I need his help.
我需要他的帮忙，我需要主的帮忙。
So I may be changed.
这样呢，我才能够改变。
Sometimes Lord lead us into certain way to break us.
所以神有时候把我们引到以这种不同方式把我们带领我们，让我们能够破碎。
Sometimes I try to blame others.
有时候我就会怪别人。
But later I know that because I'm so hard, so he need to break me.
但是事后我会知道，因为我自己太顽固了，所以主需要破碎我。
If you run into this status, you need to know there is a good blessing from the Lord.
如果你有这样的问题的话，我希望大家能够知道，神有他的祝福在。
Usually, he will use the environment or surrounding, and to teach you something.
他会用我们的周围的人事、环境等来教训我们。
Maybe you got stuck nowadays.
也许你现在是处于一个停止的有抗爱中。
And you find no way out and no way in.
你觉得好像进不来也出不去。
Maybe that is the time that God wants to deal with you.
也许这个就是神要医治管教你的时候了。
Because I experienced that many, many times.
因为我自己经历过许多次这样的境界。
Don't get discouraged.
不要灰心，不要丧胆。
He is mercy and kind.
他是有恩慈的，有怜爱的。
He is still working on you.
他还是继续在你身上在做工。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you so very much.
主啊，我们感谢你，非常的感谢你。
Because you prepare all the wonderful stuff above there.
因为你在从天上，你创造了许多完美好的东西。
And you want us to grow our faith.
你要我们在信心上能够有所成长。
And Lord, help us to remove those obstacles and focus on you.
主啊，求你帮助我们除去一些障碍，让我们能够定睛在你身上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
也奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
姐妹，请翻开手边的圣诗第四百首。圣诗第四百首，任何地有主同行。现在让我们大家一同起立唱第四百首。任何地有主同行。
如果你有这上面所说的四种的困难，你需要祷告的，请你可以到前面来，我们一起祷告。If you got any